Breakfast.
Now, even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
Hi, it's Lou here from More Radio Breakfast. Welcome to our Best Bits podcast. After another crazy week on the show, we've glued together some standout moments from the past 7 days. So enjoy. And don't forget, you can join us live every single morning on More Radio from 6 a.m.
Tom, Lou and Jack. The Best Bits. Even more Radio Breakfast. More Radio.
Good morning. You're listening to The Love Hour on More Radio Breakfast with Tantalizing Tommy, Lovely Lulu, and the Jack in a Box. That is baby-making music right there, isn't it?
Wow.
Calvin Harris and The Weeknd, Over Now, that is called. Very nice indeed.
It's sultry, isn't
very
it?
Very sultry.
Very sultry.
It's the sort of thing, you know, you've been out, had a nice meal. I don't, why am I moving like this in my chair?
Yeah, you're rocking.
I know. You've been out, you get back. That comes on. Shall we take this into the other room? I must say, you look beautiful in them dungarees.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The Best Bits.
Who's doing this bit?
I thought you were talking about this song.
I thought you were.
Oh, was
yeah,
it me?
Yeah, no, it was Lou's job because I came off of Heart.
Right.
All I wanted to do is make love to you.
And I've got a little bit to talk about here, so I think it's you,
so
Lou.
So this is the beauty of being in three separate studios, you see. And we're not going to lie to you. Things go wrong. However, that bit was all down to Lou and her amateurness.
I wasn't told I was doing
yes,
it.
Yes, you were.
Right, can we start again?
Yeah. Well, I can't all play the song again.
No,
we haven't
just,
got time
no,
now.
Just stop.
All right, off you go.
It's Nathan Dore and Lighter on More Radio. Hello, Tom, Lou and Jack with you. Welcome along, hope you're good. Don't do that, that was going really well that time.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Welcome to the show. Today is International Country Music Day.
Oh, I love a bit of country.
Love a bit. There's some big awards last night, weren't there?
Yeah, big ACM awards over in Nashville.
ACM.
What's that, sir? American Country Music
Awards. I think
awards.
It is, yeah.
Okay. So in honour of this today, I want to give you, this is cropped up on social media, I want to give you your country music star name. So I've got a little generator here. I type in your full name. I select your generator.
Oh, is this like your Grand National Horse generator name?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
So for the rest of the show, right.
Yes.
Lou. Lou Nash, which in itself is a good country name.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Nashville.
FEMA. Submit.
Oh, my God.
Ruby Tubbs.
Hey, oh, I like yeah. it.
Very nice.
Ruby Tubbs. Please welcome to the stage, Ruby Tubbs.
Oh, yeah.
Jack, do you want Jack the Lad or do you want Jack Hayes? What do you fancy?
Whatever you feel. Whatever you think.
Let's go Jack the Lad.
I hope it's something cool.
Something.
Yes, go on.
Yeah.
But you're like Ched or something.
Please welcome to the stage, yes. Willie Wyatt.
Yeah!
That's great, isn't it?
Good evening, Nashville.
Good evening.
What's yours, Tommy?
Oh, no, I put mine in earlier. It doesn't seem to work for
don't
me.
Don't lie to
yeah,
me.
It does.
No, it does. It
Tom,
doesn't.
Tom, you're lying.
No,
yours has done one and you don't want to admit what it is.
No.
Tom, I've been working with you for nearly 13 years. You're lying. Put the name in.
Kiki Wilde.
Yes, Kiki! And here's a bit of country for you now.
Tom, you little woman!
Oh, God.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
It's Charles and Eddie on More Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
Hi no, there. No.
Oh, sorry. With Ellie... Ruby, Kiki and Willie.
Yes.
They are country music names for today.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a bit muddled up there. Sorry, Lou, because it is Country Music Day.
It is indeed, and we've set Jack a little challenge. Apart from renaming ourselves, we've set you a little challenge, haven't we, Jack? We've got you some music, and I've given you 5 buzzwords, and we've given you the challenge of writing a little country music song.
Well, writing a verse of a country music song.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I'm a poet. I don't know it. I'm a wordsmith, but I couldn't do a whole song in 10 minutes, but I'm quite happy with my verse. You gave me buzzwords that I needed to get in there.
Yes.
So they what were they? Horse,
mm-hmm.
truck,
yeah.
tractor,
yeah.
whiskey, yeah. and jeans or denim.
Either or, yeah.
Okay, right, cool.
Can I just say, a few yes. people on the text have been playing along and writing their own verses. Thank you so much, everybody. Especially Ellie in Eastbourne, who's rung through. I mean, rather good.
Wow.
Rather
okay.
good. So, Jack, you got a lot to live up to.
Competition. Okay.
Thanks for that. Thanks
so,
for that
what's
pressure.
The name of the song? Can you introduce it, please, and then I'll play you your background music.
Yes, okay. The name of my song, my country music song for Country Music Day, is Southern Charm.
Okay. Nice.
Thank All right. Luke. Turn it up. Here we go. One, two, three.
Well, I'm slipping on my jeans and I'm heading for my truck. Things are going my way and I'm feeling full of pluck. I'm heading downtown, gonna get my fill of whiskey. Then off to meet my wee, cause I'm feeling pretty frisky. Riding on my horse and I've been driving on my tractor. My ass is pretty sore and I'm sure those are a factor. A good old day chasing cattle around the farm. And I'm feeling full of that Southern charm.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
We're talking about celebrity dinner parties. Now, we know this is the sort of thing that's been done before, but with the rule of six coming in, who would you have if you could have anyone? Excuse me. So this coming Saturday night is you and five famous people. They've got to be alive. Who do you have around your celebrity rule of six dinner party? Mm. Gibbo in Brighton has texted in on 8/22/22, starting his message with the word mode. He said, He said, Joey, Chandler, Monica, Rachel and Phoebe. I've never liked Ross that much. What's the matter with him?
That's a good shout, have the full
yeah.
cast of Friends.
And Ross is easily the funniest person in
no,
Friends by
a
mile.
He's a nightmare.
He's so funny.
He's funny.
So listen, we're going to have a go at this sporadically throughout the show. We don't know who each other's choosing. How do these sit with you? And please, keep yours coming in. 8/22/22, start with more. Tommy, you're going first. To five
so difficult.
People.
So difficult. Right, okay. I'm going to start with Tim Peake.
Oh, okay. Good choice.
Local boy, of course.
Yeah.
Astronaut. I'm fascinated with space. The older I get, the more I want to know about it. I think he's going to have some amazing stories.
I think it'd be boring.
My second guest here, thanks, mate, is going to be the person that I feel, you know when you see a celebrity, you think, I know I'd be friends with them if we'd met.
Ben Fogle.
It's Bear Grylls.
Oh, what?
Okay, solely because I've read his books, I love his shows, I think he's a legend.
You just want to cop off.
He's former SAS, he's just great, so Bear Grylls, cop off.
Everything you want to be.
Yeah.
I'm next going with the person I think is going to bring entertainment to my Rule of Six dinner party. But not just entertainment, great stories with that. Come on in, Hugh Jackman.
Oh, interesting choice.
Okay, so he's Wolverine, he's also The Greatest Showman. You go, sit down yeah. at the piano, give us a tune,
right.
also show us your muscles.
I mean, he's not performing monkey, but...
Oh, so hang on a minute. So you want to cop off with Bear Grylls and you want to see Hugh Jackman's muscles?
My fourth
Leave
guest,
him alone.
My fourth Rule of Six dinner party guest for this weekend is Barack Obama.
Now, oh, yeah.
Now, solely because this guy's going to have some amazing story. I want to know about the big red button. I want to know about the secret bunkers, aliens. I want to know which world leader is an absolute tool.
Yeah.
You know, I want to know all
yeah.
these things.
It's a very masculine dinner party so far.
Yeah. And my last guest, well, I owe it to my 13-year-old self. I had a crush and still do.
Michaela Strachan.
Michaela Strachan. She was close to getting on my list. Come on in, Sandra Bullock.
Yeah, well.
So there we go, that's me.
Yeah, well, you got, I mean, good. Tim Peake, give you stories about space, Bear Grylls, talk about worms. Barack Obama's a ledge. Hugh Jackman, sing some songs. Sandra Bullock,
yeah.
yeah. Cocktails yeah. and getting it on.
Lou, in around 20 minutes, it's your turn.
Okay, all right, so all right. I need to get thinking tonight.
Lou, I want you to know that I'm honoured and I'll be there.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. Let's talk
about Jeff. Baby, let's talk about Jeff. Let's talk about all the good things and the
bad things.
Jeff.
Maybe let's talk about
Jeff.
Jeff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's quite
nice,
eh?
Rocky finish.
Lovely.
You like that, Lou?
I love it a lot, yeah.
He's doing very well. Okay. Thank you, everybody's asking. Last night was was a drama in our house. Jeff sleeps not en suite. And last night we had the first deep dark in the middle of the night.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, Jeff needed a poo.
Okay.
And this was at 3 o'clock in the morning. And it's worth pointing out here that women are so much better than men. Because Sally Ann, my wife, is like, right, he obviously needs a poo or something like that. And so like, Sal's up, she gets him up, picks him up, walks him downstairs. Before you know it, she's in the garden with the back garden light on. And there's me just walking around in my pants with like with parts of a stair gate in my hand and my torch in my phone going like, what's going on? What's going on? Like, it looks something like The Walking Dead. She's like, she's so into it. He just needs the toilet paper, go out to bed. The staircase's broken. She's looking for caught sight of myself in the mirror in my boxers with my torch and holding bits of stairgate. Quite pathetic, really. I mean, absolutely pathetic. But no, so far, Touchwood, he's doing very well. We still haven't had any accidents in the house.
But did you get any sleep? I mean, because you're not good at getting off to sleep as it is. So 3 o'clock in the morning.
I'm the world's worst sleeper. Okay. Tom will know. He's put up with it for years. So no, that was me. Done.
Well, that was today's segment on...
Here we go. Jeff. Jeff.
I mean, that's just excellent. What a piece of work that is.
We're going to get tired of that very quick.
That came to me at about 3:15 in the morning as I was laying in bed. Jeff needs a jingle.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Jack, text for you from Tracy. She says, don't forget the spread, Jack. Clover for me.
Clover. Yeah, clover's a good spread. I did it too early in the show. I've just asked Tom to remind me I have to get spread on the way home. It's 3 hours left of the show, and now people are texting saying, Jack, don't forget your spread. Thank you very much. Clover's a pretty decent spread, isn't it?
Why not treat yourself to real butter? It's so much nicer.
Well, yeah, but I mean, the thing is, I don't like having a butter jar. I've got to be honest with you. This isn't how I envisaged starting this hour of the show. And B, if I could afford it, I'm a Lurpak spreadable man. Yeah. But you've got to have some serious wedge in the bank to be able to afford Lurpak.
Yeah, but you can get like Lidl's own version.
Yeah, but I don't know if I want to get Lurpak.
Right, so listen, because of that...
Slurpak.
Because you've mentioned the spread, I just looked up online now, because I wanted to remember what the I Can't Believe It's Not Butter knockoff brand at Lidl Aldi is called.
Right. I'm sure it's called... You wouldn't believe this isn't butter.
It's something close like that, isn't it?
Are you sure this isn't butter? Yeah.
There's a rumour going round that this is butter. Let us just confirm that is incorrect. It is, in fact, a butter substitute.
It's quite a long title to have on the lid. There's three different supermarkets. The popular one is, of course, You Butter Believe It.
Oh, nice!
Very good, You Butter Believe It. And do we know where that comes from?
I don't know, I'm afraid. Okay. I can't know. The second one, not such a big seller, is Unbelievable, This Is Not Butter.
Unbelievable, This Is... Wow.
And then, well, you say wow, Lou. The last one is wow! I totally thought this was butter.
Sure, they're all UK. They sound like dodgy translations.
All right, let's play the brand knockoff game this morning. This is fun. I'm going to give you the original brand. You've got to tell me the Aldi Lidl knockoff. Let's start with butter one. Let's start with Lurpak.
Oh, you want us to give you their fake one?
Yes, please.
Lurpak.
It's very close. Very. I mean,
Lurpak.
Okay, no, that's not right.
Lump pack.
Norpak.
Oh, yes, of course it is.
They're so blatantly walking the very thin line between...
The packaging looks the same as well.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Penguin bars.
Oh, I think they're polar bears.
No.
Penguin bars.
I'm sure they are.
Arctic bars.
Seal bars.
Oh, so close.
Oh, come on.
Wagon wheels.
Wagon wheels.
Lorry wheels.
Nearly, very close.
Van wheels.
Cart wheels. Pot noodle.
Noodle snack pot.
Oh, I'll give you it. Snack noodle was the answer. Yeah. All right, last one. Okay, this is all down to... Winner takes all here.
Okay.
Monster Munch.
Monster Crunch.
No.
I used to buy that.
It's not Monster Crunch from Aldi or Lidl.
Monster Bites.
I can't accept the answer.
What is it then?
Who fancies a nice pack of Monster Claws?
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
Keep your celebrity Rule of Six dinner party guests coming in. It is time for Lulu.
Okay.
Here we go.
I think my selection go well together. I think they'd all get on really nicely.
Because when you're in the kitchen getting the food, they need to gel.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So first up, I mean, this is kind of, I think this is the guy that a lot of people are going for. David Attenborough.
Yeah.
He's so interesting. He's so wise.
Here we have some
baked beans that Louise has burnt.
Hey!
Okay. David Attenborough, good shout, good shout.
Then second up, now this guy's also got a lot of stories to tell because he's met so many cool people. Graham Norton.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
I don't like this.
He does a lot of that, doesn't he? Okay, good start, Lou.
I think he'd be great. Next up, now you went for Barack.
Yeah.
I'm having Michelle.
Ooh. Yes, good shout.
Because she's awesome. She's like, she's really funny. Yeah. She's sassy. She's witty. She's very clever.
Gorgeous as well.
Gorgeous. I think she'd be good company.
Okay.
And I know that she's good mates with Prince William. And I'd love to know. I'd love to have a little insight into the royals.
Yeah.
Okay. It'd be fascinating to know. So what is it really like? What is your nan actually like?
Okay.
That'd be awesome. Final one.
You were struggling on this one.
Yeah, I nearly went for Adele. But I haven't. I'm sorry, Adele. You've been pipped to the post by Dawn French.
Oh, yeah, lovely. Women love Dawn French, don't they?
Dawn French is amazing.
Yeah, my wife reads all her books, follows her on all the social platforms,
She's brilliant. So funny.
So Michelle Obama.
Yeah.
William.
Yeah.
French.
Yeah.
Who else?
Graham Norton.
Norton.
David Attenborough.
David Attenborough.
And who would you have sitting next to you?
I'd have Dave on one side. Yeah. And Dawn on the other.
Well, very good.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
I'd like to talk about our beloved OAPs for a second. Our nans and our granddads. I don't have any grandparents with me anymore. But I used to love talking to them. They're full of life. The stories they had.
Oh, the stories.
There's a guy, there's a journalist here who, he's written a book now, but he did this article for a newspaper. So he went to experience an OAP coach trip. You know, you pay like £100.
Yeah.
And you go from A to B and you stop off in a hotel. Yeah, that's what they do. And he had the best time. And he said that these people were just so much fun. So much so that he actually now once a year books him and his wife onto an OAP coach trip. And they just go off around Europe.
Amazing.
Just for the crack, because he says they are the best people.
Wait, and they've got stories. That's the thing. You know what I mean?
Wow.
They live the life. You know what I mean? I'm lucky enough to have two of my nans still with us, my lovely nanny Joyce and my nanny Julie, and they've got amazing stories.
Have you got
brilliant
some
company?
Nans and
I have no nans or granddad, no.
But the this is why he's written this book, because the stories are just amazing. There's one trip he went on to Lake Como in Italy.
He took a
coach trip from Grimsby all the way over. They stopped outside George Clooney's house. Okay, they all got out to take photos. Gwen, who is 79, removed her bra from under her blouse and flung it over the garden wall. And then jumped back on the coach and went, go, go, go!
That's amazing. And isn't Lake Como where you went on your honeymoon? Because I remember Maxine did the same thing, your wife.
Monica, who's 83, on one coach trip through Europe, they stopped off at a little roadside cafe and she ordered a load of Sambucas for everybody. And this is at lunchtime. And Terry, who got locked out of his B&B in Spain, put a brick through the window so he could unlock the door and get back in. We don't condone that, but it just highlights these people have still got a lot of zest in them.
Living your best life.
You know what? Every Christmas, we get to Christmas, we're like, well, can we just borrow some elderly people for a bit?
Yeah.
There must be so many elderly people who are lonely. We'll have them.
That's a good idea.
We'll give you turkey and you give us stories. Deal?
Yeah, that's a good deal.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
Yeah. Jack, this is your moment. Lou and I have gone. We've done ours earlier on in the show. It's a hard game.
It's really difficult.
It's a hard game. Right, the first person I have to choose is someone that a few of you wouldn't have heard of, but he is my hero. He is the lead singer of my favourite band, Pearl Jam, and his name is Eddie Vedder.
Saw that one coming.
He is my hero.
Okay. Fair enough.
Straight
down the line.
I love him.
Okay.
Joining Eddie at the table would be Louis Theroux.
Oh, good choice.
Okay. I'm a massive fan of Louis Theroux. I think he's brilliant at what he does. And the stories and the people he's met. So it'd be Louis Theroux joining Eddie Vedder. Sitting alongside them, enjoying a starter, is someone that's been mentioned already. Barack Obama would be there.
Yeah.
I chose him as well.
Again, just too much to talk about with him. It's going to be a long dinner party. Then I have some female guests, a couple. Her Majesty the Queen would be around my house.
Excellent choice.
Having dinner.
You're going to have to really try with the cooking, though.
I'm not cooking at all. I'll get someone in.
Oh, okay.
I'll get someone in.
Oh, wait,
that's
hang
not
on.
Rule of six, you can't.
Who's going out? You've got a chef in the house. It's rule of six.
Sorry. Did somebody say Justice?
What are you having, your Madge Corma?
Yeah, that's it. And my final one, it's a bit of a curveball, actually, but I'm a fan of her. And I think she's really funny and super talented, and I think she'd be interesting. So joining Louis Theroux, Barack Obama, Eddie Vedder, the Queen at my dinner table would be Phoebe Waller-Bridge.
Oh, yes, she's brilliant.
From Fleabag. I would have Phoebe Waller-Bridge round as my final guest.
They're great. They're great. Can I just throw a couple of extra questions at
yeah,
you?
Yes, you may.
Who's on your left and who's on your right? Because you're at the top of the table.
Well, I have to sit next to Eddie Vedder. Yeah. So he's on my left. And on my right, I think I'll have Queen.
The Queen. Well, hang on. There's a rule, isn't there, with the Queen? She only speaks to somebody. Is it left or right?
Oh, it's my house. She sits where she's told to sit.
My final question is, you have a spare room. So which guest is allowed to stay over?
Eddie Vedder.
Oh, come on. Yeah.
You're kicking the Queen out.
It's worth me pointing out, football fans, that it looks like Gareth Bale's coming back to his home in Tottenham, so he can come out for dinner as well.
Yeah. Well, no, then you can't be there.
Hey? Oh, we'll get rid of... Clear off, Louis. Gareth.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Right, talking of lovely Lou.
Oh, God.
We need your help this morning. Now, Lou's got no idea what we're about to do here. We're absolutely blindsiding her here, Tom and I. But on Friday after the show, we were all sitting, socially distanced, in the office, and Lou's phone was in front of me.
Oh, and bloody hell.
And Lou's phone... Lou's phone flashed up with a message from her fiancé. Obviously, I didn't read the message, but I saw the name come up. Now, what is the name of your fiancé?
Pete.
What is Pete's surname?
Grevitt.
Pete Grevitt. What is your fiancé, the man you love more than anything in the world?
More than anything in the world.
What is his name on your phone?
Pete Grevitt.
That just ain't good enough.
What?
That is not good enough. When you are deeply in love with someone, you do not have Pete Grevitt on your phone. That needs to be some sort of nickname or some sort of nice snuggly in name. For instance, Tom, what is Maxine on your phone?
Baby, brackets, wife, in case someone picks up my phone in an emergency.
Yes. So Sally Ann on my phone is called The Greatest, because that's in fact
the
what
greatest.
She is.
Yeah.
That's what she is. Yeah. So what we're going to do for the next 10 minutes is 8:22:22. Start your message with the word more. We need a new name for Lou's fiance on her phone, because Pete Grevitt is just too formal and it does not cut the mustard.
It could have been worse. It could have been Peter.
I thought it was Mr. Peter Grevitt at first, but then
Mr. Peter Grevitt Esquire.
You can't call him Pete Grevitt on your phone. It's like a business call you're taking.
Exactly.
Right, so 8:22:22. Start your text with the word more. Very quickly, Lou, just give us some details. Give us some Pete deets. We need to know his hair colour, how tall he is, a little bit about his personality, his hobbies, so people can think, right, okay, I've got a nickname.
Dating profile.
Well, we might as well start at the beginning, the way this relationship's going.
How tall is Pete?
6 foot.
6 foot. What colour is his hair?
It's kind of like an auburny colour.
What? I don't even know what that means.
Well, a little bit gingery, but like a dark, right, brownie ginger.
So he's a redhead?
Sort of,
okay. And he's got a beard, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's he like in the bedroom?
No, we don't need to know that. Well, actually, it might help with the nickname.
It might help with the nickname. Mr. Big.
Mr. Elephant Boy.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
So, I think, Jack, are we happy with our three?
Yes, so lots of people have texted in. Thank you very much. Whenever you want to get in touch with the show, and we do love having you on, it's 8:22:22. Start your message the word more. So, lots have come in, and Tom and I have chosen our favourite three.
Yeah.
Okay, Lou, so here we go.
Okay.
So, one of them, a lot of people are focusing, not in a bad way at all, on the fact that Pete's a proud redhead.
Okay.
So, someone sits here, who's this here? This is Helen in Hayward Heath. She said, well, look, Pete's orange. So are oranges orange, and you squeeze oranges.
Yeah.
So could he be squeezy bum? Right?
Right.
Yes, squeezy
option
bum.
One, squeezy bum.
Option one, squeezy bum. Option two, again, focuses on that colour.
He's not even that ginger.
Fanta pants.
Fanta pants.
Fanta pants.
Yeah. Squeezy bum and Fanta pants. Yeah.
Right.
Or me and Tom really think that because, he again, his colour... And he is a good-looking bloke.
Very.
We want to put...
All right, Tom. He's mine.
We want to put Pete Pumpkin Pie in the mix.
Yeah.
Well, Triple P.
Okay.
That comes from us.
He has actually given approval of that one.
Oh, has he?
Because he's listening at the moment. He did text me saying, ha ha, Pete Pumpkin Pie is great.
Well, there we go then. So away you go, please.
Oh, you've got, I actually got a chance.
Yeah, squeezy bum, no, Fanta pants.
Definitely not.
Pete Pumpkin Pie.
So you've got an iPhone, haven't you?
Yeah.
Right, so his first names can be Pete Pumpkin and his surname can be Pie.
Yeah. So Pete Pumpkin hyphenated, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, double Pete barrel.
Yeah. Oh, he's got some money. No, he's posh.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Over the last few months, our language has adjusted a little bit because of coronavirus. We've adapted. We've found some new words. Things like, I mentioned just now, quarantinis. People have been making them in lockdown. COVIDiots. Have you heard that one?
Yeah, COVIDiots. Yeah.
We're on a bit of a corona coaster at the moment.
Oh, I haven't heard that one. That's a clever one.
Yeah, it's like emotional coaster. Roller coaster. Yeah. Zoom bombing. Obviously, that's brand new. Yeah. Nobody knew what Zoom was 6 months ago. Coronials for this generation. That's quite a good one. But it's not just our language here in the UK that's adapted. Obviously, it's happening around the world. And there's some really good ones that I think we're missing out on. So, for example, in Holland, the Dutch have coined a new phrase. It kind of encapsulates their lockdown longing for human contact, because obviously you can't hug people. So they've come up with huidhunger, which means skin hunger.
Huidhunger.
Huidhunger.
Skin, good, isn't
hunger.
It?
Yeah, I like that. Skin hunger. Yeah.
I mean, I am a hugger. Tom will tell you that. You know what I mean? Because
yeah.
Tom and I have known each other a long time. Not feely.
Sorry.
I'm just a hugger, and I've missed hugging a lot.
Yeah, we all have. So I think that's good to have a word for that.
Yeah. Huidhunger.
Yeah, huidhunger. Hunger. Then in Spanish, you've got, I'm going to try and pronounce this, you've got the word cueron pierna.
Cueron pierna.
Cueron pierna.
Which is a combination of their word for quarantine, which is cuarentena, and pierna, which is like sorrow. So it's kind of representing the feeling of sadness during isolation. So just being a bit down.
That is a song.
And then the French have got, this is very niche, they've come up with a word to sum up the feeling, lockdown film binging. So we've all been glued to Netflix the last few months. They've come up with confinema.
Confinema.
So it's a combination of confinement and cinema.
Confinema. I prefer ohi ohi.
Yeah. It says what it does on the tin. Ohi ohi, exactly. Doesn't it?
How are you feeling today, mate? Ohi ohi.
Yeah, what should we watch?
Ohi ohi.
You sound like a French pig.
Interesting, Luke. Educational. Thank you very much this morning.
I really like the skin hunger one.
Yeah, that's nice.
Ohi ohi.
I can't wait to hug you guys, by the way.
I know, it's been so long.
It's been too long.
Ohi ohi ho.
Croissant.
Ohi ohi ho.
Croissant.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
Right, if you're thinking of heading down to the beach a little bit later on because our weather's looking so gorgeous, keep your eyes peeled because we need to give a big shout out to Toby. Toby is 11 years old. He lives in Hastings and he likes fossiling with his dad. He goes out and they find fossils together. He's only gone and found a prehistoric fish.
Ooh.
On the beach in Hastings.
Well, do we believe in fossils?
Yes.
What kind of statement is that, Jack? It's the most ridiculous thing you've ever said. Do we believe it? If we're talking about aliens, maybe we could bear the absolute naivety of that phrase.
Let me just focus for a moment on 11-year-old Toby, who has achieved something amazing.
Right. Was the fish alive?
No, Tom, that's not how fossils work.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I mean, that's more ridiculous than the fossil statement.
Not necessarily.
The fact that it's prehistoric. So Toby, the legend in Hastings, found a 78-million-year-old fish that's doing really well.
It's got a tiny walking stick and hearing aids, but other than that...
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
I've spotted this online, so this made me laugh. HMP Pentonville in London. I've not been in that one. This is a prison in London. They're doing a course here where they're trying to encourage the inmates not to swear at the guards.
Okay.
Because obviously, you know, they get a bit fractious or whatever. They're fed up being locked up all day. So they're saying to them, look, you know, you can have a go at them. It's fine. We know you're frustrated. But do it in a Shakespearean style. Instead of just using, like, common naughty words, like, do it in a Shakespearean style because it's not as as offensive. So I've got some examples here. Instead of telling a warden or a prison guard that they stink, the inmate can say, Thou is the rankest compound of villainous smell that ever offended nostril.
And let's face it, that is far better than you stink.
Wow. Yeah. It's quite satisfying, all those vowels and consonants in there.
If they want to have a go at their appearance, they can just say, you poor, base, rascally, cheating, lack linen mate.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so I've got some more. I thought I'll give you these and you can tell me what you think they mean. Yep. Okay, in modern language.
Okay.
Thou sodden witted lord, thou hast no more brain than I have in mine elbows.
Pea brain or equivalent.
Sicko.
No, you're a stupid drunk.
Oh, drunk. Okay, nice.
Would thou wouldest burst?
Would thou wouldest burst?
You're fat.
I wish you were dead.
Oh. Right.
And, and the last one is
pleasant.
It's really quite basic. And actually, and this is true, but the translation is really quite easy. Villain, I have done thy mother.
Yeah, we don't need to carry on with that one. Yeah.
The best bits from Tom, Lou and Jack.